We all know the reoccurring problem all communities have every year, moon wars. When the holy month of Ramadan comes our way, our main focus is not how to gain the highest level of spiritual elevation, it's arguing about if the crescent has been sighted or not. It's criticizing scholars, blaming them for bringing disunity to the community. It's a sad situation, and if we do not educate ourselves about this, it will turn into a negative culture. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi waftiru li ru'yatihi." Fast at its sighting of the new moon and break the fast at its sighting. This seemingly simple to understand narration has so many dimensions to it. The beauty of ijtihad is that one scholar does not copy paste from another, but derives their understanding of religious duties from the sources and extracts a verdict. This intrinsic and exhausting process is extremely complex and difficult, and it's all built on taqwa and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Islamic jurist will never issue a verdict unless he is absolutely confident with the outcome, knowing that he will be responsible and accountable for it. You follow the view of your marja taqlid based on their evidence they have concluded with. Those of shallow and narrow minds refuse to understand this and say, why don't they just sit together and solve this issue? It doesn't matter if you are fasting and someone else in your family is having Eid. Each individual follows according to their taklif, like everywhere else in our Islamic laws. Let's remember that shaitan is always trying to create mischief and distract us from the greater goal we need to have in our lives. Shaitan is shackled in this holy month, but we have the keys, and by indulging in these disputes, we are inviting him into our souls. Here are some points that will hopefully help in removing this problem from our communities. 1. Learn and educate yourself about the philosophy and principles of Islamic jurisprudence and the process of deriving fatwas. 2. The Islamic calendar, which is called the lunar calendar, is based on the monthly moon cycle, not only in Ramadan, but throughout the year. 3. Difference in scholars and when one has Eid or any other day, or any other ruling, should not lead to disunity or fitna or attacking others. 4. The matter of sighting the moon is a fiqhi issue, like the other thousands of fiqhi issues we face. Our maraja do not copy and paste their views, but individually, independently review the textual evidence they have and end up with a fatwa. 5. The difference of view amongst our maraja and moon sighting is how they understand certain wordings, contexts, and meanings of traditions, or maybe regarding the chain of narrators, or grading the narrators, or whether the narration is authentic, and so on. So whether you fast on one day and another person breaks their fast on another, the greater goal is for us to attain spiritual purity. If we do it all collectively, that's a bonus. But if we don't, there is no need to see this in a negative way, as our aim is one.